Welcome to 5 Minute History, our podcast segment where we take you on a journey back in time to explore the tales of the past. I'm your host, Rebecca Larson, and today we'll be discussing one of the most devastating disasters in human history, the Black Death.
The Tudors Dynasty Podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warning, this episode has language that might be seen as disgusting to some. So if you have a weak stomach or children in the room, I'd recommend not listening to it right now. Europeans were introduced to the Black Death, or the Great Pestilence, by sea in 1347. When 12 trade ships docked at a Sicilian port. Most on board were dead, and those who were alive were gravely ill. They would soon die as well. The Black Death knew no status. When a person became infected with this plague, they would die within a few days. It would begin with a persistent fever, followed by blisters and boils on the legs, arm, and neck. That would weaken the victim due to the immense pain. So much pain that they became fatigued and bedridden. The boils would grow and increase in size until they were the size of an egg, oozing and seeping infectious fluids. Within days, they would be dead. Very few people actually survived the plague. The Black Death terrified people so much that they often abandoned their family members and loved ones to save themselves from becoming infected. Many died unseen, so they remained in their beds until they were found. And the neighbors, if there were any, having smelled the stench, placed them in a shroud and sent them for burial. The house remained open, and yet there was no one daring enough to touch anything inside, because it seemed that the things remained poison to some sense, and whoever used these items would pick up the illness. So what is the Black Death? How did it spread? The bacteria that causes the plague lives in rats. Some rats have developed an immunity to it, and the fleas that feed on their blood cannot swallow it. And in turn, when the flea jumps to its human victim, it bites the human and leaves behind the unswallowed rat blood in the bite. The human is now infected. There are three types of this plague. The pneumonic plague. The virus settles in the victim's lungs, and after 4 to 5 days, their lungs essentially become liquefied. The victim coughs up their liquefied lungs and dies. Symptoms include fever, headache, weakness, shortness of breath, chest pain, and cough. Then there's septicemic plague. Now, this virus inhibits the body's ability to clot, so the outcome is bleeding to death from multiple places at the same time. Symptoms would include fever, chills, weakness, abdominal pain, shock, and bleeding underneath the skin or other organs. And lastly, the bubonic plague. This virus attacks the lymph nodes and makes them swell and blacken, and their skin decomposes while they're still alive. The Black Death or plague arrived in England in the summer of 1348, and by August or September it arrived in London and took hold of the city with brutal force. Quote, "The pestilence arrived in London at about the Feast of All Saints and daily deprived many of life. It grew so powerful that between Candlemas and Easter, more than 200 corpses were buried almost every day in the new burial ground made next to Smithfield, and this was in addition to the bodies buried in other graveyards in the city." End quote. In England, the Black Death would claim 1.5 million people out of an estimated 4 million between 1348 and 1350, almost half of the population. It spared no one. Small villages in England were completely wiped out. When a family member became infected, the rest weren't far behind. There was no way to stop it. When the residents fled their infected villages, they were one of the very reasons the plague spread throughout the country so quickly, taking the Black Death with them and not even realizing it. Either they were already infected and didn't know it, or they were carrying the infected fleas on their clothing. Quote, "The Black Death had a huge impact on society. Fields went unplowed, as the men who usually did this were victims of the disease. Harvests would not have been brought in as the manpower did not exist. Animals would have been lost as the people in the village would not have been around to tend to them." End quote. The Black Death had a huge impact on England and its food supply. During the plague, there was a huge surplus of food that spoiled because there was no one available to harvest the fields. These people who were either sick, dead, or fled their homes. After the plague, many faced starvation because not enough crops had been planted due to dismal labor numbers. Another after effect of the food shortage was inflation, which created even more hardship for the poor. The normal price of items increased four times their normal rate, leaving it nearly impossible for some to eat. Near the end of 1350, the plague had subsided, but didn't really die out in England for a few centuries. Did you know that many scholars believe the nursery rhyme "Ring Around the Rosie" was written about the Black Death? Also, did you know that King Edward III was the ruling monarch during the outbreak? His daughter Joan died from the plague on the 1st of July, 1358. And we'll end this episode with the lyrics to "Ring Around the Rosie." "Ring around the Rosie, a pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down."
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Tudors Dynasty Podcast. You can follow and support the Tudors Dynasty Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon at Tudors Dynasty.